Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's my pleasure even more so because I'm pretty excited about the guest I'm bringing to you. I had a lot of you kind of upset with me. You thought I was being too much of a pacifist at the first part of the week. And you know, I'm not that. If you know me very well, you know I'm not that. But I do try to step back and look at things before I do things. And maybe sometimes I react too fast. And maybe sometimes I don't react fast enough, although I've never been accused of that one. However, I put a phone call out to C.J. Hadley, had a long talk with her, and she assured me I was forgiven and I was still on the same page as her. And I called a good friend of hers who's also a very close friend to the Hammond family. His name is Hank Vogler, and I'm just going to introduce him. I said, how should I introduce you? And he told me what another talk show host, which some of you may know him, Trent Luce, calls him. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to call you Cowboy Hank. Cowboy Hank, how are you today?
Well, still making a little dust.
Well, we've had some rain, so we don't have as much dust here. But you're still causing some issues, are you?
Well,
you stirring it up?
What is it? I'm madder than Jesse Jackson in an airport being told to pick up the white phone.
Oh, ouch. Now be careful.
Yes, I know. Anyhow.
This is the
biggest travesty I've ever. I cannot believe this is things that happened in the Soviet Union.
Well, actually, you know, this is stuff that was happened before a revolution.
Yes.
You know, we have it. It is about property rights, and I want everyone to know that. But let's start out, Hank, being not sympathetic whatsoever, not sympathetic, but there are a lot of American people, and I don't mean this in an ugly way, so don't everybody get mad at Beth, but there are a lot of American people that are ignorant to how life is in the West. They don't understand what property rights are. They don't understand what grazing rights are. They don't understand any of this. And so when they hear these things coming from the mainstream media, they immediately jump to a conclusion that is wrong. So I want to point that out right away, that's what I want to set straight. All my listeners who are on the in the city, and I'm not putting anybody in the city down, I just think that they need to know what life is like when you have to deal with the West, when you're living there and you're raising the cattle and you're raising sheep and you're herding them and you're grazing, and there are certain things that go on that are different from the rest of the country. And I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, when they started the Homestead Act in the 1860s, had some pretty decent land in the Midwest and parts of the West that were taken up. And as the land got harder and harder to deal with, people homesteaded the water. If you control the water, you control the range. So over a period of time, to settle issues amongst these folks, the federal government got involved and they passed the Taylor Grazing Act. And the inducement was to get these properties on some sort of a tax roll, whether it be federal, county, state, whatever, but to generate some revenue. So instead of taking acres, half an acre or an acre to run a cow, it took hundreds of acres. But the inducement was a shared property right. And it has come down through, and it's also supposed to be the state. And to this day, the state still has sway when the federal government wants to get a hold of some land. But over the years, through an erosion of this, we have become a whipping boy for the so-called environmentalists who want to take our grazing rights away, which basically makes your ranch or private property worth absolutely nothing. And they've tried many methods, and this is what got the Hammonds in trouble. They happened to own some land that was homesteaded back at the turn of the 1900s, and it's some very pristine, very beautiful land, and the environmentalists say, hey, this land is too beautiful for private citizens to own.
That's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
I would kind of think so. How would you like them to drive into your yard, Beth Ann, and say, hey, we like the looks of this thing. I think it's way too pretty for a private person to own. But when you live in an area where everything is in private hands, you do not realize the overlords that we have out here. And we are the incubation for what the federal government wants to do to the entire nation. And I'm not a bomb thrower. I'm not trying to, you know, get everybody to get in the trenches and have another civil war. I'm just telling you, they continually ratchet up the rhetoric out here, and some people have drawn a line in the sand. This Cliven Bundy and his kid that are occupying that refuge headquarters, the Hammonds are such nice people. They never would have said a word. They just would have taken their lumps and gone away. So this man, even whether you agree with what he did or not, doesn't matter, he got the light of day shown on this problem.
You know,
this is over property rights. This has nothing to do with burning 127 acres, which out here in the West, 127 acres, probably the Bureau of Land Management, under ordinary circumstances, wouldn't even go out and look at it. It's a yawner. They had permission to do it. They called in and said, hey, this fire is coming off of the hill. It's going to burn our house. It's going to burn our feed for the winter for our livestock. It's going to burn our pastures. We can set a backfire and put this fire out. They pled guilty to that. They had all these trumped up charges. I happened to be at their house when this happened, and my testimony got most of the problem thrown out. But this has nothing to do with that fire. This has everything to do with punishing the Hammonds for standing up for private property rights.
And didn't you tell me, Hank, that at one point in time that they were told if they would turn over the land, all these things would go away?
Yes, ma'am. They were told in a meeting with the Bureau of Land Management, with more than one witness. Of course, they're all the evil Hammonds that are the witnesses. But they were told, okay, you know what? If you'll give us the land on the Steens Mountains. See, Susie Hammond is the villain here. Susie Hammond, Dwight Hammond, drove.
Now you're saying that facetiously. She's the villain to the feds, not to the American people. Okay, go ahead.
Let me finish. Dwight basically drove a cattle truck to feed the family. His children and his wife ran the ranch to keep it in the family. This is not Dallas. This is not the Ponderosa. This is a mom and pop's meat and taters ranch. They all worked at it. Well, then when the government started coming in and pushing on these people because they wanted the Hammond Ranch, they wanted to push them out of business, Susie showed up at the meetings, showed up there with facts and figures and regulations and rules, federal rules, and humiliated and embarrassed the bureaucrats. She's the villain. She's the one that had her ducks in a row. She's the one that said, okay, you say this land is too pristine for us to own. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to form a coalition, and we're going to have a private people, environmental groups, and everybody, and we're going to keep this land in private ownership, and we're going to be able to run our livestock. The extreme environmentalists, the true eco-terrorists, the true domestic terrorists, lined up and went after them. This is the problem. This has nothing to do with a stupid little fire. This was just an excuse to hang these people out to dry, to break them.
Well, make an example, too, don't you think?
You betcha.
And make an example of them. And
Ben,
go ahead.
Since I've talked to you, several people have asked me about the county sheriff. When I grew up in Southeast Oregon, there was a...
You're hearing music because we're getting ready to go into a break. I do want to talk about the county sheriff because there's all kinds of stuff out there on Twitter and Facebook about the county sheriff you've got there. So let's talk about that when you come back, okay? We'll be going into a break. Let's wait until the bottom of the hour before we take any phone calls, but write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Cowboy Hank and Beth Ann will be right back.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Hank Vogler, who is a good close friend to the Hammonds in Oregon, and we're discussing some of the things. I want to talk about the county sheriff, but first I want to read something to you, Hank. This is a quote from a founding father. Now, we hear all kinds of things about eminent domain and what's got to be best for this. We're talking about these endangered species and all the, you know, we've got to protect the land and we've got to do this and we've got to do that, you know, as the federal government wants to grab the land away from private ownership. But here is something that was said back in 1783 by Sir William Blackstone, one of our founding fathers. He says, so great, because people don't seem to understand every issue we seem to go up against has to do with property rights. So let me read this. So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community. Where did he get that back in 1783? Do you think they were fighting similar fights back then? Are you there, Hank?
I mean, yeah, we were fighting against the King George in England, who had no idea what was going on in the colonies. The colonies were being formed by people from Europe and different countries that could not own property, or the oldest son inherited. And so this was the greatest boom to any human being to have the incentive to own something and go on with his life. And yeah, they came here in droves and we settled this country. you know, whatever the dynamics of that is, we are there now. Half of my family was here to meet the boat when they arrived in 1619.
Been here a while? I've been here a while, too.
Yeah. I mean, my grandfather traded a horse for my grandmother. So,
oh, that's just funny.
And they used to get in an argument, and she'd call him a cheap old such and such.
Horse trader?
Now, Pearl, that was a good horse I traded you for.
Well, I claim that mine came over on the Mayflower. I've been here so long, but I have, according to what I have been told anyway, my fifth great uncle was that Brigadier General Thomas Sumter the Gamecock that helped fight in the Revolution, and he and the Swamp Fox were really, you know, what really did it, the militia, you know, that bad word, the militia. They're really the ones that won that revolution.
If we do not learn from history, it will repeat itself, and that is exactly what's happening. The only difference is we have the people with the Potomac fever being bribed and thinking that they're better than the rest of us, while the rest of us are going to suffer because they are in some sort of a crony capitalistic system back there that has nothing to do with the common people, i.e. why the four front runners in the Republican Party are considered outsiders.
Oh, yes.
But let's go back to the county sheriff.
I want to, because, you know, I think so many times the county sheriffs or other people, even those listening, some of them, you know, that they don't understand property rights, they don't understand the Constitution, and they don't understand standing up for what's right. So let's go with that.
Ordinarily, this county sheriff should be protecting his constituents and upholding the laws of the county of Harney and the state of Oregon. But let's talk about the demographics. When I grew up there 50-some years ago, there was a lumber mill there. No longer there because of the spotted owl. There were over 1,000 employees, I believe, at that mill and several other people that had related jobs to that mill. So it pretty well supported most of the community. The other part of the community was supported by the ranchers. There were very few government checks floating through the town. Well, because 60% of Oregon is federally owned, the spotted owl took away the mills. 60% of Oregon, by the way, is a desert, too. Everybody thinks Oregon's green. Well, that's the coast. Everything on this side of the Cascades is different, very dry. The county sheriff 30 years ago, 40 years ago, would have probably went out and arrested the feds. But now, 80% of the money that flows through that town is generated by the federal government in payment of lieu of taxes, in U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuge jobs, in jobs working for the Bureau of Land Management, the Forest Service, the State Highway Department, there's no new money. There's no natural resource money going through that town anymore. And this is rampant throughout the West as they have taken away the loggers and taken away the ranchers and now the miners with the spotted owl, or not spotted owl, but the sage grouse, our spotted owl out here on the desert. All these jobs are being replaced with federal jobs. So you want to get on the school board, you better be in favor of the federal government. You want to be a county sheriff in Harney County, 80% of the checks. You throw in the welfare checks, you throw in the people that are retired living there, and there's not a dollar rolling through town, Harley, created by private enterprise anymore. So he's sitting back, basically, supporting his constituency, which is federal employees.
The ones that pay his salary.
Yeah.
Well,
like I say, 40 years ago, if a state policeman or anybody violated the rules and regulations of Harney County, they would have been strapped on a log truck naked, tarred and feather, and ran out of town. The Bureau of Land Management didn't have 10 employees there. The Forest Service had more because they had logging. But nobody messed with private enterprise or private property rights or anything. Today, it isn't even the same place.
Well, and today, the mainstream media and how people have been lied to, deceived, and they're they're dumbed down in the schools. They don't understand their constitution. They don't understand property rights. They don't understand what it is to truly be independent. So when we celebrate on the 4th of July, they think it's all about firecrackers and something somebody did 200 and some years ago. They don't understand what that really was. And if they don't have some kind of a dollar connection, it's kind of unusual. And whether it's your public schools, regardless of what it is, they've got this dollar connection to the federal government, and including the states, and they don't want to let go of that almighty dollar because they're not sure if they can buy a new vehicle or some other kind of equipment or do something, you know, to exist.
94 million people in this country are getting some sort of a government subsistence. That's a third of our population.
That's a third of the population.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You know, they talk about this border problem. What? If they took a few of these people off of welfare, the fence would be torn down as the people went back to Mexico and Guatemala and Costa Rica and those places because they wouldn't have jobs here. They can come here and support their family in the old country and take the job here. I have 23 employees. They're all from Chile and Peru. They're sheep herders and cowboys because nobody in this country wants to work 51 miles from town and be by themselves and talk to their dog and their horse for 12 months out of the year.
We may want to be by ourselves after all these political jargon gets done here this year.
Yes, but the Hammond people, back to the crux of this matter, moved to town because Susie's eyesight is failing. Susie's knees are giving out. Her hips are giving out. And now her husband's going to jail. And her son is going to jail. Oh, by the way, the federales will not let them discuss ranch business on the phone or they lose their phone privileges. So if Corbin, who's in college, would call up and say, hey, Dad, we're having the drought. We didn't get our reservoir full of water. How did you handle that 10 years ago when we had the last drought? Do I turn off a couple of the circles or do I let them all get half irrigated? They lose their phone privileges. I mean, we're not talking about El Chapo calling up these folks and going, hey, man, you're going to miss my cell with the tunnel. You got to move it a little bit. These are people that have a ranch, and they cannot discuss their own business. My suggestion was that they take pictures with somebody holding up a sign saying, Dad, we just got offered $2.50 for the calves. They go out and tell them. This is nuts. They're going to San Pedro, California. There's a federal prison in Sheridan, which is a heck of a lot closer, but they're going to Terminal Island. Is that apropos, Terminal Island?
Why do you think that is? Why are they doing that?
Because the federales know that they are wrong, that there was no domestic terrorism. And when Judge Hogan said there was no, they didn't even inform the jury that one of the charges, if they pled guilty, which they did, to stop the meter running from the lawyers, they pled guilty to two lesser charges, but nobody told the jury that, oh, by the way, these people are domestic terrorists if they plead guilty, so therefore they will automatically have to stay in jail for 5 years. Judge Hogan said this doesn't even begin to rise to the level of domestic terrorism. We're not going to do it.
When we come back, we're headed into another break. When we come back, I want to discuss what the next step is. I know that they've gone back to prison, and I know that they are submitting to what's going on. They're trying to do their duty, but I want to talk about how we can help them. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. This is a property rights issue. America needs to bind together, like I tell you every day when we go off the air. This is the only way to bring America home, is for us all to stand together. And Cowboy Hank and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him.
a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run, or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran. Today, send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots, we have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am visiting today with Hank Vogler. I'm calling him Cowboy Hank. I hope you think that's okay, Cowboy. And
you can have 10,000 cows, nobody will call you Cowboy, but if you own one sheep, everybody call you Sheepherder.
Well, I didn't want to get you in trouble, so I'm going to call you Cowboy Hank, all right?
That makes me buy. I go either way, cows or sheep, either one.
Yep, you just like the meat, right? Well, we've got to call.
I just like to make a living, and I think that I am the steward of the range. You know,
absolutely.
I live and die how well I take care of my country. And all this misnomer about we rape, pillage, and plunder the public domain for fun and profit is a damn lie.
Yeah.
You know that the Hammondses were offered a deal on their land, as I stated before. Give us your land, and we'll drop the charges.
We call that extortion.
Is that what that's called?
That's called extortion.
I thought that was just negotiation.
Let's make a deal. Come on down.
The art of the deal. There you go. in these negotiations, they also put a lien. They wanted millions. They got it tuned down to $400,000. A lien against the property that the federal government wants. So with that lien, if they don't come up with the money, the $400,000, which the federal government said that's what it costs to suppress the 127-acre fire, well, they, because they've removed all the grazing in the West, are burning millions of acres. So where do you think the national treasury is going to go in the next 20 years as these million-acre fires if it costs $400,000 to put out a 127-acre fire of brush and juniper trees, which are considered a weed tree? The Hammonds need money.
They do.
They need help. They need to be able to save their land.
I want to give that information out. This is what CJ gave to me, and she said, make it absolutely clear, everyone has to put on their donation for the Hammonds, because this apparently is a fund that goes to several different areas, but this is for the Hammonds. Now, this is the address, OCA Stewardship Fund. That's OCA Stewardship Fund. 1320 Capitol Street Northeast, Suite 150. Let me repeat the line. 1320 Capitol Street Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 97301. Again, Salem, Oregon, 97301, and you can send any size of donation there from $1 to $100,000 to help them out. And I'm going to go to the phones here real quick. Hank, we've got a caller. We've got Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
Thank you for taking the call, Beth Ann. Hank, I just got a simple question. I used to have a little bit of hair, but I'm just about to pull the last of it out. Now, here's a real simple question, and I'll take your answer on the radio. Am I the only person that has read the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, the Double Jeopardy Clause? It sounds to me as if the Hammonds are going to jail a second time for the same charge. I'll take your answer over the radio. Thanks, Hank.
Great question, Theodore. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Here's what it is. One of the charges that was never relayed to the jury, these were citizens, this is a citizen's jury, a bunch of ranchers out of Pendleton, Oregon, some people from Eastern Oregon that should have had empathy, should have had common sense. They didn't realize that. But to stop the clock of all the attorneys that they had to feed, they pled guilty to get it over with, and they thought they were pleading to a lesser charge. They didn't realize that this was hooked on there. Judge Hogan realized that, so he wrote in his decision that it did not rise to the level under any circumstances of domestic terrorism. Nobody yelled Ali Akbar, nothing. Death to America, nothing. The chickens, nothing. I mean, I grew up in the 60s, for God's sakes. Every building I know of was occupied at one time or another. Does anybody remember Kent State, the Chicago 7, Abby Hoffman, why'd you do it, sex, drugs, and rock and roll? That's kind of our way of doing things. Judge Hogan said this doesn't even begin to rise as domestic terrorism. And so he gave Stephen 11 months and gave Dwight 90 days to get it behind them. And then he retired, unfortunately. The federal government came back, took it to the Ninth District Court in San Francisco, which is the most liberal court in the country, and they overturned it and said, well, yes, they've got to do a minimum of 5 years to 20 years in jail because, yeah, they pled guilty. This is domestic terrorism. They didn't make that decision. They kicked it back to Oregon. Then the federal people handpicked a judge in Eugene, Oregon, which is the where the University of Oregon or the University of Moscow at Eugene, Oregon. I mean, it's the most liberal joke in the world as far as I'm concerned. And they sent it to this judge there who said, yeah, this is domestic terrorism. Give him 5 years. And there's thousands of letters. We had a letter writing kit. We did everything in the world. That's where they sent it. It was the feds that came back. And then they also said, you've got till December 31st, of such, I think to this year or maybe even 2015, to come up with $400,000 or we're taking your land away from you because it costs us $400,000 to put this out. Yes, the Fifth Amendment, double jeopardy, it is glaring. It is glaring. Yes, to me it is absolutely, you know, and this is an incubation for the rest of the nation. This is what's coming because the federales out here, like Nevada where I live, 87% of it's federally owned. So this is their incubator out here to see what they can get away with that they plan on pushing on to you folks. They an example was the sage grouse. They pushed the lesser prairie chicken on the pile, and the folks in Kansas and North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska said, drop dead, don't touch our lesser prairie chicken. So shazam, it went off the endangered species list. They crammed so much stuff down our throat, I don't know if my family will be able to pay their bills in 6 months. I started out with 2 cows and 7 sheep, and I'm about to lose it all because of these rules and regulations that they've imposed with an animal that doesn't even belong on the endangered species list or the threatened list. But yet, there's your double jeopardy again. All of these things are being done out here in this giant incubation called so-called federal land.
Well,
so why don't, if I have to give up 87% of the state of Nevada to the feds, try and make Missouri give up 87% of their private property back to the federal government. See how that, talk about a revolution.
Well, I say we live in a pretend world anyway. That was one of my most popular articles that I ever wrote with Land Up Pretending, because we just think we own it. If you don't, if you think you own it, just don't pay a tax on it, see what happens. Whether it's your car, whether it's your house, whether it's your property, your cow, your dog, whatever it is. I want to give you a quote. And this just sticks out in my mind. I found this about 4 years ago, and my listeners should have it memorized by now. I do, and it's by George Washington. And he says, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're dealing with, whether it's on the ranch, whether it's in town, whether it's on the farm, whether it's in the lumber yard, whether it's in the forest where you're cutting the lumber down, no matter where it is. We have been laid upon, so many burdens have been laid upon us that we can hardly make a living these days, and it's just absolutely time for the American people to lose their patience. And we're going into a break, and I know you were getting ready to say something, and I've got callers holding for us, Hank. Your calls are welcome, but you're going to have to make it short and quick because we're running out of time. 877-895-5410. We may have to do this again, Hank, real soon. 877-895-5410. And Hank and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The pen is here.
News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show, and I'm visiting today with Hank Vogler. He is a good close friend to the Hammonds, and we're talking about the... Well, it's basically, it's just a land grab.
Hello?
We're here right here. We're here. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there, Hank? I want to give the address one more time.
Hello?
I want to give the address one more time. It's OCA.
Hello?
Stewardship Fund. Did you have me on hold?
Had me on hold. Either that or the NSA is listening very closely.
Well, they might be.
Let me
give the address, because I've got people that want to know how to spell some of it, and then I've got a call holding, and then I want you and me to finish it out, okay? The address to send a donation to the Hammonds. They need your donations, whether it's 50 cents, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $100, $10, whatever you can send. This is how America comes together. OCA Stewardship Fund, 1320 Capitol with an O, Capitol Street, Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon, 97301. Now let me repeat it one more time. OCA Stewardship Fund.
For the Hammonds.
For the Hammonds. You've got to put down for the Hammonds. 1320, Capitol with an O, Capitol Street Northeast, Suite 150, Salem, Oregon,
9701. You must, absolutely must put For the Hammonds on there or it will not make it to them. I want to quickly go to Richard from Illinois. Richard, how are you today?
Good morning, Ben. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Welcome.
I love doing the show and all your guests and what you're doing for this country. And I just want to say we all got to pull together today for this because my question for the Cowboys is how in the world does the federal government own 87% of Nevada when they're not? The Constitution says that they can only have 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., but yet they're owning half of them. The United States. I just don't understand how it keeps going and going and going where they can say they own land when the Constitution specifies that they don't.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna let you hang up, Richard, and listen to the answer from the cowboy. Okay, Hank. I'm gonna let you address that.
Did you know in this year's budget there's over $300 million set aside to purchase private land by the federal government? To get rid of these properties that are too pristine for private ownership. Out here in Nevada, it may take a full section to run a cow. So the inducement to get people to develop and make ranches out here in the beginning was homestead the water. Get the 40 acres around the water. Some of the old deeds used to say, this 40 acres, this spring that rises upon it, and all the land to graze upon within a two-day ride on a gentle horse. That was the inducement. Now, all of a sudden, we've changed all of this. Now, all of it, the environmental movement, actually the true environmental terrorists, have taken over. They have infiltrated the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service to the point where private property and multiple use and even hunting is on the wane. So they have twisted and turned and because it wasn't somebody's ox being gored east of the Mississippi where most of the population is, nobody gave a darn. You know, it's not my ox. Just as you said in the last segment, Beth, it's not my ox that's being gored. I'll take the burden. I'll get over it. I'll get over it. I'll get over it. Well, here we are, folks. When you're living out here, the federal government runs everything. Just like the sheriff in Harney County is nothing more than a puppet for the federal government because his constituency, 90% of them probably, if you figure it out, are getting some sort of a government check. And so, therefore, he's just playing to the crowd that he's been dealt, and that 50 years ago didn't exist.
You know, the alphabet soup bureaucrats are killing us. They really are. They've taken away the free market. They've taken away private property. They make sure that you have every burden possible to try and run your business so that you will fail. They almost set you up for failing. It's like we the people, and this is true, Hank, and I know that you know this is true. We the people are now the enemy of the state. These bureaucratic departments that were supposed to be set up to help us, like the USDA, they are doing anything but helping the farmers and the ranchers and the private ownerships. They're doing anything but helping the consumers.
Beth, here's a perfect example of that. I don't know if you saw the Lou Dobbs on the Fox Network the other night.
I did not.
But they had the head of the Public Lands Council, John O'Keefe, who's a nice man. I know him. He's going to be mad at me probably for what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyhow. It's pretty obvious that Mr. O'Keefe had a federal grazing permit. Now, I'm sure that nobody from the BLM called him up and said, you better say it right or we'll take your permit away. But he so parched his words, he was so afraid to stand up to the federal government because of the own repercussions that it could have on his family. It could determine whether his family eats, whether he can send them to school, and whether he can make a living off of his private property. And so he was such in fear, he looked like a deer in the headlights. I felt sorry for him, and poor old Lou Dobbs even could tell it, because Lou Dobbs grew up in Rupert, Idaho. He's at least from a farm family. So, again, this is what's going on. The intimidation. Saying anything scares you to death.
You need
they're going to come after me. You know that.
You can come hide out in Missouri. We have become, every single one of us, have become serfs on our land. We are serfs and we are slaves to the federal government because we have allowed this. And it is we, the people, that have allowed it. We have been way too patient, Hank, too patient with these people. These career politicians, we here at CSC Talk Radio, we've coined a phrase, they're D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And those deals have nothing to do with making things better for you and for me here in the United States of America, for our land, for our businesses, for our families. They just keep laying more burdens upon us, just like the quote from George Washington, and it's time we lost patience with them. And go ahead.
I just survived. I'm 4 years clean of pancreatic cancer, which you have a 3% chance of survival.
Praise the Lord.
So I already know what it looks like to be given the last rites four different times.
Mm.
I spent 30 hours on an operating table, and I survived. And I know what it's like to have cancer growing in your body. And if the American people doesn't realize the cancer that's growing, governments have to spend every dime. They have no incentive to save money.
No.
They have to rule, they have to regulate, they have to spend every dime and ask for more. And so it, just like cancer, continues to grow and grow and grow, and it eventually will kill the patient. And then the patient, we will have anarchy, and after anarchy, then we will have totalitarianism. And we are dumbing down our kids to the point where nobody understands this.
Well, we're just about out of time. I want to have you back again, Hank. If you'll come back with CSC Talk Radio and Beth Ann one more time, at least one more time. I love visiting with you. We'll schedule something here real soon. But I want to add, you say dumbing down the people. There's a troll on my Facebook page, and they say we're not in the same day and time as the Founding Fathers. We don't need those guns for the same reasons. And I'm looking in Oregon, and I'm thinking, yes, we are. We're still fighting the same battle, and the battle is big government versus independence, the citizen. We are out of time. Hank, I tell my listeners every day, we have absolutely, it doesn't matter where you live, from sea to shining sea, the American people have got to come together and bring America home.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-1111.
2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.